Hi, thanks for visiting the Marlins podcast page. Before Glenn Geffner's rewind, a reminder to find out more about the Marlins fan loyalty program at marlins.com/fishfamily. Those Fish Family members with us today pick up 20 points with the bonus code Fulton County, the stadium the Braves inhabited before Turner Field and the soon-to-be SunTrust Park. Now, with highlights and stats from the late Saturday afternoon game, here's Geff.
Well, a lot like last night's series opener, the Marlins score two early runs, and the offense goes into hibernation, and the Braves come back to win. It's 7-2 the final on this Saturday at Turner Field. Braves have won the first two games of this three-game series. Aaron Blair, the rookie, back from AAA to make the start for the Braves today. Wei-Yin Chen on the mound for the Marlins, and Miami broke through in inning number two against Blair. With one out, Derek Dietrich singled. Marlins had a man at first for Cole Gillespie.
Here's the 2-2. And a high fly ball center field. Going back, Malik Smith at the wall. Malik Smith reaches up, can't make the catch. The ball is off the wall. Dietrich, who was at second, is coming around third. The relay misses every cutoff man in the world. And over to third is Gillespie. He has an RBI off the top of the wall in center. 1-0 Marlins.
Cole Gillespie's first triple of the season, RBI number 5, and the Marlins had a 1-0 lead. Now they had an Annie Echeverria coming up next. They had the pitcher on deck with one out, so Miami needed Etch to come through and get Gillespie home.
For wins of any kind under any circumstances. Here's a ground ball through that, drawn in infield, out into left center, and it's 2-0 Marlins as Gillespie sprints home. So Echeverria with his 15th RBI.
Clutch hit for Etch. It's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. That would be it as far as the offense was concerned for the Marlins in the ballgame. They led 2-0 in the second, but they would not score again. The Braves would get something going against Wei-Yin Chen finally in the fourth inning. Through three, Chen had not a lot of base hit. One man had reached on an error. That was it. But the fourth began with Gordon Beckham ripping a ball out toward the gap in right center field. Marcell Ozuna couldn't get to it. It was down for a hit, and Ozuna trying to cut it off had to go under his glove, and it went all the way to the wall. Beckham went up at third base on a double and an E8. Chen came back to strike out Freddie Freeman for the first out, but then he walked Tyler Flowers. So there were Braves runners at first and third, one out for right fielder Nick Markakis. 2-2 to Markakis. Swinging a fly ball, well hit right center field. Ozuna going back. Marcell Ozuna onto the track, makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Tagging coming home Beckham, the Braves are on the scoreboard. It's a 2-1 game, a sack fly for Markakis. That's out number two here in the fourth. And Chen would get out of that fourth inning, then he'd pitch a 1-2-3 fifth. But at 90 pitches through five innings, Chen's afternoon was over as we went to the sixth. Aaron Blair made it through 5 2/3 for the Braves. Allowed five hits, two runs, walked two, struck out five. He threw 94 pitches, 60 strikes. For Chen in five innings, two hits and a run, one walk, five Ks, 90 pitches, 64 strikes. Chen really pounded the strike zone today, but he was done after five. Jose Urania came on for the sixth, got the first man, Gordon Beckham, on a fly ball to the warning track in center field. But then Freddie Freeman singled, Tyler Flowers walked, two aboard for Nick Markakis again.
Nick Markakis wore the Oriole uniform from 2006 through 2014. Here's the pitch. And a ball lined to center. Base hit. Off the glove of Ozuna. An error. Here comes the tying run. Flowers to third. He's been waved. Here comes the go-ahead run. Markakis digs for third, standing up. The Braves have a 3-2 lead. A line drive to center. And Marcell misplayed the one hop. It got behind him and went all the way to the wall.
Ozuna was thinking about trying to throw Freddie Freeman out at the plate, but he forgot to field the ball. So Markakis credited with an RBI single. The E8 brings a second run in, sends Markakis all the way to third, and that's where he stood for Jeff Francoeur.
And puts Markakis at third. Here's a high fly ball, and it gets over the head of the center fielder, Marcell Ozuna, bounces on the warning track over the wall. A ground rule double for Francoeur, and a 4-2 Atlanta lead.
You know, a really good defensive play by Danny Echevarria, and then a strikeout of Daniel Castro would get Urania out of the sixth inning finally, but not before he allowed three runs on three hits and a walk, and the Braves had a 4-2 lead. Next out of the bullpen, Edwin Jackson. He pitched the seventh. He walked the first man, Chase Darnot. He walked the second man, Malik Smith. So there were two on. Nobody out for the second baseman, Gordon Beckham. The 1-1 is in the air, left center, hit it well. Racing back, Gillespie looks up, and it's a three-run homer for Beckham. 7-2 Braves. The two walks in to score ahead of Beckham. And 7-2 is how this one would end this afternoon for Atlanta. Seven runs, six hits, one error, four men left for the Marlins. Two runs on seven hits. They commit three errors in this game, two by Marcelo Ozuna, and the Marlins strand 11. Eric O'Flaherty, the winning pitcher out of the bullpen, he's 1-3. Jose Urania, the loser, 1-1. Time of the game was 3 hours, 15 minutes, and a crowd of 33,879 goes home happy as the Braves win 7-2. Atlanta has won back-to-back games. Braves are 14-34 in the season, now 4-20 at home. Marlins have lost back-to-back games. They are 25-24. They dropped to 15-11 on the road.
Another late afternoon game today with a 5:05 first pitch. So not the normal Sunday 1 o'clock start. Kyle Seeloff gets Marlins on deck presented by Geico underway just after 4:30. Then Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have your live game action on the Marlins Radio Network. Fish come home tomorrow to play all week long against the Pirates and the Mets. Superb promotions going on, especially for the weekend series against the division rivals. Go to Marlins.com for tickets. Now, of course, if you missed today's game or any game, subscribe to the Marlins podcast page and rewind all 162.